Back with us on another Friday morning for Beyond the Playbook. Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Happy Friday morning.
Yes, very much so. Of course, always happier if the Bills win. They did not on Sunday. They fall to 6-3 after that 19-16 loss with Cleveland. Let's move beyond the X's and O's just a little bit and give us a sense of what this might mean for the Bills season.
Yeah, I watched the game at the place in the Elmwood Village with about 20 guys at a diaper party. And if you're unfamiliar, a diaper party, that's pretty much what comes after the bachelor party, if you catch my drift. But I mentioned the setting because it was the perfect cross-section of Bills fans from young to seniors. And if you were to ask me at the beginning of the season, what would the mood be like in a room full of Bills fans about to watch them try to get to 7-2 on the season? I mean, I'd say it has to be bursting with excitement. But I think the best way to describe the mood was sort of a tepid anticipation of what felt like an inevitable letdown. And throughout the game, that mood shifted toward almost like a frustrated sleepwalker just going through the motions as I was looking around the room. And I bet some variation of that mood was prevalent in bars and living rooms all across Western New York on Sunday. In a season like this one, that kind of mood is telling, because I say that not because I'm a Buffalonian, but Bills fans, they're among the smarter football fans in any market. It's a passionate and engaged fan base who knows the game. And I suspect some realities became increasingly apparent for discerning fans on Sunday. Despite being close and very winnable for the Bills, the loss to Cleveland likely moved fans closer to a breaking point in a way a blowout might have done. And that's because, despite being 6-3 and still in excellent playoff position, it's clear that the offense remains a problem, as the simple truth is that you just can't compete for a championship in the modern NFL if you can't score a lot of points. That old adage that defense wins championships, it might be in its death throes, and the Bills either are getting that memo too late or worse. The talent, namely Josh Allen, isn't going to progress into the type of quarterback to succeed in the modern NFL. And we're definitely not there yet, so I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But 14 points like we saw on Sunday, it's not enough to win. And with each passing game, the sand in this iteration of the Bills' hope is just it's running out. Allen and the offense, they can certainly grow. And as I mentioned, I'm optimistic that he has talent. But he's going to need to start to string together some tangible, complete, and dare I say high-scoring games to silence what is legitimate concern.
All right, so the Bills' next opportunity comes this weekend against the 2-7 Dolphins in Miami. Do you see the Bills rebounding here?
Well, I sure hope the Bills rebound. But the Dolphins, who once looked like they might be headed for a winless season, are coming off a 2-game winning streak and look downright rejuvenated under former Bills quarterback, the old man, Ryan Fitzpatrick. In fact, their most recent win was on the road against a good Indianapolis Colts team who admittedly was without their starting quarterback, but still a talented team that held the second wild card spot behind the Bills until they lost to the Dolphins. And that brings us back to why this week may not be easy as it once looked. But it's more important for a couple of reasons. The first being the very practical reality that the Bills go into the tougher part of their schedule with games against the Patriots, Ravens, Steelers, and Cowboys. They need to make their road to the playoffs as easy as possible, and they need to win the games that they should win, and Sunday's one of those. And the other, that kind of brings me full circle to the beginning of the segment. The Bills' offense, and Josh Allen in particular, need to have that breakout game. They need to show not only the fan base that they have another level, but they also need to show themselves. A poor showing after poor showing, it's only going to build upon each other, and that frustration that the fan base feels, it's soon going to be frustration in the locker room. I do expect the Bills defense to hold up their end of the bargain and mash up well against Miami, but all eyes, they're going to be on that Bills offense, and they play the league's second worst defense in points per game allowed. If the Bills cannot find their rhythm this week, that tepid anticipation among the mood that I mentioned in the fan base, it's quickly going to turn into resignation of another lost season. The Bills, they're approaching that crossroads, and I suppose let's hope 2019 takes a turn in the right direction come Sunday.
Hope you come back with us again next Friday. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.